Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Pray for us tonight. I want to give us some encouragement. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 8. We'll read just a few verses, beginning at verse number 26. Romans chapter number 8. As you're turning, I'm reminded of the scripture where the apostle said, yea, rather would he glory in the infirmities of his flesh. Every time my flesh wants to complain or I don't feel up to par or insufficient, the flesh wants to complain about it. But I'm reminded that the apostle said that it's in these things that we'll find Christ is perfect. So I trust that he'll move among us tonight. Romans chapter number 8, beginning at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Pray with us. Lord, we pray you'd open your word to our hearts, and we open our hearts to your word. Help us, we pray, not just to be hearers of the word, but to be doers. We confess our frailty, and we lean upon you in this very moment for strength, for the word that comforts our heart and directs our steps. May we hear it. May we leave off everything that is of pride, and may we come humbly, receiving your truth, in loving one another. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I have some things to share tonight concerning the 28th chapter. I don't think I've ever seen this before, but it's been a blessing for me over the last couple of days to meditate and to ponder on it. It says, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We've heard that preached many times. A passage of scripture that brings hope to all, to those that believe in certain. But we know that all things work together for good. We like to remind ourselves of this when hard things come. But I believe it's applicable in many more circumstances. You say, why? And I believe because of the scripture itself. The Bible said that all things work together for good. As I began to pray about that, he began to show me some things I believe needful for all of us, and we'll share them with you by his grace. When he said all things, I believe that's what he meant. Was all things. I believe it's a reminder to us of what James said when he said, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, within whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God gives good gifts. And as we think about that, we like to categorize things as good or bad in our minds, and yet when it comes to God, even though the flesh may say it's bad, God only gives good gifts. You get that? All things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. So as pertains to the children of God, when we talk about those circumstances of life that come on us without our request, they come into our lives, sometimes it startles us, sometimes we rejoice, sometimes we may weep. For the children of God today, we can take a great comfort, a consolation in knowing that all things work together for good. And when I say that, I'd like to start with this thing, and that is suffering. Suffering is for my good. Have we thought about that? There are things that come in our lives, and I wanted to address suffering first, because that's the one thing that people, when they endure it or when they go through it, it's hard to find the good in it at the moment. It's hard for us to realize when we're so desperately broken, when our hearts are in the greatest of sorrow, maybe our bodies are racked with pain. It's hard for us to see the good that God is doing. And yet, I challenge you today by the Word of God to simply believe based on what He has said and the experience that we have, knowing as the children of God that even in the hard things, God is still working good in my life. For the children of God today, I'll share with you that there's nothing you go through that won't make you a better servant. It'll teach us each and every time that we go through it that there are things that we will learn. There are things that we can grow from. The Bible said in James chapter 1, He said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." He said also there in the book of Romans chapter number 5, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that is in us. May I say to you today that hard things are good for you and me.
Amen.
I only heard one amen. All things work together for good. We either believe it's all or it's not. We either accept that everything that comes to me was something that God brought into my life, that God knew about. You know, we could think about it and say, boy, I wish that didn't happen, or I wish I hadn't experienced that. But may I say to you, for the child of God today, we will grow, and that growth is good. And what makes us come to our knees and rejoice in God is good for you and me. Everything that comes to the child of God is good if it's of God. All things work together for good. So number one, suffering is for my good. But number two, chastening is so I'm good.
Amen.
So I'm good. The Bible, I believe it was James again that said these words. Now Hebrews, as it was speaking of our earthly fathers, "For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He," referring to God, "for our profit." He chastens me for my profit, for my good. My Heavenly Father chastens me that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. But nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness. We think about chastening, and it's certainly something I never enjoyed. And yet what He is saying is that the chastening of God is good for us. It's for our profit. According to the scripture, those whom He loves, He chastens.
Amen.
All things work together for those that love Him. All things work together for good. The suffering is for my good. The chastening is so I'm good. Number three, blessing. He also blesses me when I'm good. All good things come from God. I believe even the blessings of life, for sure, that you thought would have been the first on my list. I wanted to start with those hard things and go down to the good. Suffering, chastisement, those things seem to fall in that negative category. Those are the things that we seem to categorize as the things we like the least when it comes to God. But let's not forget that those are good. But the blessing of God is also good. And God does bless me. He blesses me when I obey Him. There is a reward, you see. The simplicity of it is the law of the harvest. For whatever you sow, that will you reap. What Jesus said to them, that is that a man is worthy of his hire. When we do the things that God has told us to do, there are blessings that follow. Primarily, the result of obeying the will of God brings those good things that God said about. What He said to them was, is to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. We've certainly, every one of us, experienced the blessings of God from simply being obedient. Obedience, you see, is better than sacrifice. It's better than anything else. When we'll simply do what God has called us to do, you'll find that God also blesses us, and He does so in such wondrous and good ways. All things work together for good. But lastly, God is good. When I think about what the Scripture truly is saying, what it is saying is what James tried to say in the beginning, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. Because God, in essence, simply is good. We find it over and over in the Psalms as the psalmist tried to sing such truth as he declared the goodness of God. God is good. As we step back and just consider His goodness toward mankind, He is gracious and He is temperate. He is simply patient and long-suffering as He looks upon such a wayward and wicked people. God is good. All of these things, as we think about suffering, as we think about chastening, as we think about blessing, all of these things are because God is good. We can think, and certainly people do, blame God for a whole lot of stuff. But most of it we bring on ourselves simply because we've reaped or sowed to the flesh and are reaping the corruption of it. We've simply gotten what we have planted. And yet when God gives, it's good. It's good. I hope tonight that we're reminded that God is good. And everything that He does is good. You say, well, preacher, how could have that been good? Ultimately, God works all things for the good. In the end, I believe the children of God all can say that God was good through it all. Even the hardest, even the chastening, even the blessing, we can say that God is good. Blake, come if you would. Let's get a song. I hope it's encouraging to you. It encourages me. God is good. And His gifts are good. Everything that comes my way is good. If it's of God, it's good. And may we rejoice today, celebrate, just knowing that God is good to us, His own. Stand with us as we sing.